Greetings, friends. In keeping with our theme of Adventures 2024 and showcasing a small handful of those who will be appearing on site, my next guest and I are chatting about 35 years of innovation in Alberta. Of course, innovation in our province goes back much farther than that, but there's a specific reason we focus on 35 years. Tune in and find out why. Welcome to Shift. Today on Shift by Alberta Innovates, we have Gail Powley, President of Technology Alberta. Gail, how are you doing?
Very good, thanks. How are you, John?
Well, I'm great, and I'm so happy that we could get you on the podcast. I bump into you at so many different events, and you are one of those people that's just, you're such a proponent of Alberta innovation writ large in all these different sectors. And you're so active in the space. It's just really cool to kind of to feature you here and talk a little bit about that. Now, I know at Inventures, you've got a panel and it's called the Best of the Aztec Awards, 35 years of outstanding Alberta science and technology leaders. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what people can expect to witness at this session at Inventures?
So yes, I've attended the Aztec Awards since about six or more times over the last 35 years that it has been at the Academy Awards of Innovation in the province. And it's lovely to see the recognition of the great contribution of Alberta scientists and entrepreneurs and the ecosystem around it. You know, shared success, best of all worlds is the theme since we've taken it over, because everyone recognizes that the people at the podium didn't get there on their own. They got there because of community, because of this thriving ecosystem. And so so with that, it's love to share their stories of really the strength of Alberta from post-secondary, from government, industry, entrepreneur, academia perspectives. So they're full stories for sure.
Yeah. And this covers the province, right? Like this is from every corner of Alberta. So there's no focus on just the big cities or anything. It's the movers and shakers and the leaders in the innovation ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Alberta writ large.
That's right. And in fact, quite the opposite. In fact, one of my favorite stories, and we're featuring 35 years and 35 weeks on our social media.
Excellent.
Yeah, and one of the favorite stories is the fact that a Nobel Prize winner grew up in Medicine Hat and went to university at University of Alberta, went on to obviously win the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
So, and the first Canadian to win the Nobel Prize in physics. So that's just a sample of some of the strength we have here.
Now, I should know that physicist's name because I believe he's got a chair at the University of Alberta, or did.
Richard Taylor.
Yes. No, you're right. You know, I remember a while back, just as a quick aside, I was I wanted to write stories about Nobel laureates. And I started off with Richard Taylor, and I got the man on the phone and we started chatting, and it was fascinating. And I'm so glad that, you know, that you're touching on that as well, because that's pretty cool. You know, we've got a couple of Nobel laureates in the province, but
that's right, Sir Michael Houghton.
That's
currently,
right.
Yes,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
Lovely.
But Richard born here, yeah, in Medicine Hat,
that's right.
Smack dab
Hat.
In the middle.
Yeah, well, Medicine Hat's not in the middle, but it's in a corner.
Oh, darn it.
Geography.
There you go. So my geography is a little lacking. So now the best of 35 years. So what, now we've only got limited time in this session. So how are you going to cover that? Are you going to look at it and focus on different verticals or?
It's about all of Alberta and all of our strengths. So we'll certainly cover some highlights, but yes, I have to admit that's a hard story to follow, but it is a nice bookend, actually, because 35 years ago started with Richard Taylor, and here we are with Michael Houghton. So we have a nice Nobel Prize.
Well, that's kind of, yeah, that's actually really cool. So Richard Taylor was the first Aztec Award
Canadian.
Winner.
Oh, so he was the first Canadian Nobel Prize winner,
Oh, yeah, okay.
and he
Yeah.
won an Aztec Award in 1992. His Nobel
Okay.
Prize was in 1990, and the Aztec
Right.
Awards was founded in 1989.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, this really goes back. And you, so you've recently, well, recently, last few years, taken over the Aztec Awards and are now managing that and curating it into the future because
With
it
our
is.
advisory board, which
Okay.
has leaders like Justin Riemer of Emissions Reduction Alberta, Doug Holt of Alberta Innovates, entrepreneurs that have been past award winners, Jeff LaFrance of VisWorks, and more. So, with community, we've relaunched the Aztec Awards in a way that also is so inclusive of rural innovation because. To your point, innovation is in every corner of the province. And so last year, as an example, three RINs were presenters of awards. The Medicine Hat RIN Apex presented the Aerospace Award. And as you know, they've been champions on the drones, on autopilot, automated vehicles. Also, Red Deer Polytechnic and the Central Alberta RIN were on stage, as well as Olds College with agriculture innovation also on stage. So the RINs and the RINs, for those who don't know what the regional innovation networks are, is a framework that Alberta Innovates has put in place so that information goes it's like hub and spoke, right? It's an entire wheel, but information goes out, information comes in, and it keeps the innovation system in motion and keeps everyone connected. And in fact, yes, there's another Aztec Award winner that I look forward to having join us, which is Kinetisense. And that's a Medicine Hat company that has, you may even have interviewed them already, the markerless motion detection.
I'm familiar with Kinetisense. Yeah, another one from Medicine Hat.
By the way, NASA uses their technology.
Yeah, we often think of innovations and Alberta innovations. Well, maybe it's not fair to say we often think this, but we don't always think of Alberta made innovations and bred innovations as having that global, implication. And it's quite common.
That's right. And so we just need to remind people of the stories, but also create new ones, of course, right? But that gives entrepreneurs the confidence. There's highs and lows in being an entrepreneur, and especially when you're in the emerging technology space where you're creating a market, you're proving a technology, and you're forming new relationships. So to know that we have a proud history of accomplishments in that space really can help the resilience of entrepreneurs. And we are stronger together. And that's what Inventures gives us the opportunity for, is to actually culminate that, as well as the Aztec Awards, in a different way. So.
I love that, Gail. I think that's a really important message, and it's a great thing that Alberta has going for it through the RINs and through the partnerships and working that we have, those warm handoffs to all
That's
sorts of
right.
different organizations, whether that's, the RIN like the Calgary Innovation Coalition or the GP Regional Innovation Network, at places like Edmonton Unlimited and Innovate Calgary at the post-secondary level. It's
That's right. And
fantastic. And the
Platform
tech
Calgary
access centers. Yeah.
and
It's really,
RINSA.
yeah. It's a massive list. And a lot of these people will be on site at Inventures for people to learn more. And this isn't
Absolutely.
all just for startups. There's lots of resources out there for scale-ups and companies that are,
Absolutely.
Potentially looking to export to other countries, and there's a really good framework here. Now, it's interesting though. I was having a conversation with a gentleman on the last episode from Canary. Now, they're a federal organization that looks to help entrepreneurs, and we were just talking about sense making and wayfinding. In that sense of when an entrepreneur comes out, he or she has to look at their jurisdiction. Whether that's a rural town or one of the bigger cities, then they have to look at provincial support, then federal support, and it can be daunting. That can almost be too much. He said he put it best. He goes, "It's almost like you need to have a side hustle to figure out where you need to go with your business, But, you know, I think, and I'll put in another plug for InVentures, but it's a great opportunity for people to come and start sense making and wayfinding, talking to people like yourself, you know, talking to people like Tonya Wolf at Red Deer Polytechnic and our Regional Innovation Network leaders. So it's pretty exciting. So from your perspective, what are you most looking forward to at InVentures this year? And what would you say to entrepreneurs that we haven't already said about why they should come?
I wrote this in my newsletter recently. It's not only who you know, but who knows you, right? And so the fact that people know that there's these amazing entrepreneurs from all corners of the province and that they have this cool technology and great team and supportive community that gives them the sustainability that investors and customers want to see in any company moving forward. So to actually, and to feel that support, that's what they'll feel when they go to InVentures, is that they'll see so many people they know, and they will see other people that are willing to introduce them to someone they should meet. And InVentures is has an international audience. So it will save entrepreneurs a lot of time, entrepreneurial tech companies a lot of time, by going there, because they will meet people that in a short period of time, right? They'll probably in one day, if they're seeking to meet 20 meaningful connections, they can. The amount of time it would take you to fly or even to meet someone in the same city, 20 separate meetings in one day, that's not something you're going to do. And in a way, when you meet with someone, you don't necessarily need a whole hour or a whole half hour or whatever. These occasional meetings to have that nugget. So have your elevator pitch there, but have, you know, how can they help you? Because they want to, right? So have that ask there. Don't ask people, you know, good weather, or, you know, don't comment on the weather. They can comment on your shoes, John, because you have good shoes. but have ready how people can help you, because they want to. That's what InVentures is all about.
Let me add something, and I think that was fantastically well said, but let me add something to that. So when you go to InVentures, have your pitch ready, and what's, you know, because people are going to want to know, but also how can you help other people?
That's right.
Right? So there's an opportunity.
So how can I help you? You know, what do you need, and how can they help you too, right? And it, I always think, you know, entrepreneurs, scale-ups and startups, my instinct is to help them. But you are right, John. It should be both ways. How can you help others, right? So lovely example is, you know, Technology Alberta, through our talent programs funded by the government of Alberta and Prairies Can. We've been able to find so many people jobs in these entrepreneurial tech companies, and the companies, you know, they'll take one person, and then they'll want to take multiple, and then at some point, you know, they can't take any more, but they want to help people get jobs in there. So they actually say, you know what, I'd like to make introductions to you for company X, company Y, company Z. So that, you are right, they're always thinking of how they can help others too, help people get their start with jobs, how to grow their own company, but how to grow their neighbors' companies. And so, yes, tell others what you need and ask them what they need, because we can do this together.
I love it. Now, Gail, give me a little bit of your background. How did you start? What's your area of interest, like, when it comes to technology?
I grew up in Alberta, saw the highs and lows of the economy, because it's, you know, we ride a certain commodity that we are very good at. And so recognized, I want to diversify the economy. I want to be part of the solution. And so we have great resources. Technology is the future. So I decided to become an engineer in the process automation space, and thus graduated from the University of Alberta, and then worked for entrepreneurial tech companies ever since, even though I did try Procter & Gamble to learn the how to grow a business. And then I did live in Toronto, working for a company of five that grew to 25 in the artificial intelligence space at that time, that grew to be a world leader with 25 people. So I decided, in Toronto, they certainly aren't as modest as many Canadians. And so perhaps it shows that with when you have a good product and you have and you care about your customer, it's not about size, it's about focus, and it's about confidence, and it's about caring. So with that, wanted to bring that back to Alberta, which I have through companies like MatureCon that I was employee number 100. It grew to 618 offices around the world. And then and then I also went to, Alberta Research Council. I was really enjoyed that.
That's a precursor to Alberta Innovates.
Yes. And then also Wisest. I was Women in Scholarship, Engineering, Science, Technology, and Research. And helped create groups that brought academia together with entrepreneurs and industry to create technologies that can help further our economy, whether it's exporting directly or helping our resource industries and helping employ our people, and then our helping our researchers understand what the problems are in industry so that they can actually help solve the problems together.
Wow. See, and we started off by me saying, you've got all this wealth of experience in the ecosystem, in the innovation ecosystem. And folks, make sure when you're at InVentures, look up Gail Powley and come and have a chat with her, and make sure you check out her session as well. Gail, I think this was fantastic. It was really an honor to catch up with you like this and finally get something kind of down on tape, so to speak. Because we always have such good conversations and I always learn a little bit more from you. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
A pleasure. And I've learned a lot from you too, John. So thank you.
I should have asked now, if people want more information about Technology Alberta or the Aztec Awards, where should they go?
Our website, technologyalberta.com or aztec.ca. And we have free newsletters. So please sign up. And of course, LinkedIn's a good spot for all of us, right? So follow us on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Right on, Gail. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, John. Bye now.
Shift can be found online at shift.albertainnovates.ca, or you can reach us via email at shift@albertainnovates.ca. We can also be found on your favorite streaming service. So dive in and enjoy. Until next time, I'm John.